What are your thoughts about it?
I'm excited about it. It lines up really nicely with the Open. That is, I think, the first week or so in July. And so it gives us a nice little stretch there of tournaments, which is we don't have that now. So, you know, we play a little bit early in the summer, and then it's a pretty big stretch to get to October. And I think the weather's going to be, you know, it'll be warm, but it's, you know, it's going to be cold tomorrow. It was cold earlier this week. So, and last year it was freezing here. So, you know, you never know, right? So I think we're guaranteed, you know, nicer weather. I think the kids are out of school. I think, you know, it'll be on a weekend. I think overall, I think it's better for the event.
Yeah, well, the question would be,
What about the TV? How important?
Everyone would always want to be on TV, but it comes at a fairly great cost, you know?
Tournament,
it doesn't matter who you are, you have to weigh that and say, is it really worth that, how many eyeballs we're going to get on that event to spend almost $1 million? You know, it's reality.
Yeah.
We've been living with that on the LPGA for a very, very long time, and there were quite a few tournaments when I started playing that weren't on TV for that exact reason. So it's not like something that... you know, that is a must, especially for our players. Next year the plan is to stream it.
Yep.
So I think that'll, you know, I think that'll be a nice addition, and hopefully we get people watching it, and so it's in the archives and out there for people to watch. So it's fine. It certainly doesn't affect us. You know, again, we'd love to have it, but we also know that it's expensive, right?
Yeah, some tournaments do like a 30-minute recap show
right.
at night, and I don't know if it would make sense, but either in Louisville or Indianapolis,
right,
just
right.
if they could find a station that would do a 30-minute show.
They might be planning that. I don't know what the plan is for next year. I don't know that they're even on, you know, they're even there yet figuring out what they're going to do. But yeah, I mean, it's, you know, listen, the course is beautiful on TV, and certainly for French Lick on days like today and yesterday, it's a, you know, Chamber of Commerce situation to have it on TV. But you have to have the people watching it, right? And so, you know, as the tour grows and we can, you know, have more events and get in different markets and people know we're here, then having it on TV maybe even makes a little more sense, right? Because we have more people from around the country knowing that we're out there and watching. You know, the eyeballs have to equal the dollars,
Well,
you know?
We should ask you, do you have any plans you want to announce now for the coming year?
You
want to put that a hold?
I mean, we have a few new events. We have an event in Minneapolis that will be after this event in August, which is great. Kind of an extension. It'll be the following week. So, again, it just kind of keeps going.
Oh.
Other things sort of in the mix, we'd love to be able to be in the Midwest a little bit more. We'd love to be, you know, in this area, some of the markets that we had some success in, Springfield and... Des Moines had a great Solheim Cup a couple of years ago, and Youngstown, Ohio. We've been in these markets successfully, and so that's something that we're targeting to be able to go back. And people know us already, so it's sort of a reunion of sorts. So
what about a place like Lancaster, Pennsylvania? They set the women's open attendance record, and they've been out actively seeking another tournament for
right.
a while.
And I'll tell you, one of the most popular tournaments on our schedule through the years was the Hershey event, and that's right there, right? So I'm not surprised that, and we also had a tournament that was Betsy King's tournament that was near Reading. That was a really popular event. So those sort of markets, those secondary markets, have always been great markets for the LPGA. So that translates to, you know, being a good market for the Legends as well, especially when we've been there in the past. It's easy. And a lot of those committees and people, and they're all still around. So saying, hey, everyone, you know, all of you that were involved in the last Lancaster event or Hershey events, or, you know, let's get together and do something.
We're going to make a cause for you in White Eagle, you know.
Please do. That'd be great, right? I should be the one that comes back
That's right.
Oh, I mean, you know, listen, the Senior Open was the first year we were there. It was in Chicago, you know, so that was pretty cool. Chicago's typically been a challenging market for us, though. It's just so big.
It's because we
get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
So many things going on that, unless it's a really giant event like the Solheim, it's just hard. It's hard for the LPGA overall to get, you know, to really get the eyeballs on those events. But that's okay.
Could you ever have an event down south in the winter, be it Arizona, be it Florida?
Yes, we're looking in Arizona. We're looking to go back to, I'm talking to some folks in Sun City, Arizona, where we've been before. We're looking to go back potentially to the Boston area where we've been before. So, you know, it's been interesting for me. I've been in this position for about 4 months now, and so it's been interesting for me to kind of reconnect with a lot of people that have been involved in the LPGA before and, you know, want to dip their toe in or interested in doing something. So. you know, we're not, it doesn't have to be an official event. You know, events for us, you know, if it's an unofficial sort of team event or a pro-am, you know, a lot of times tournaments and things really revolve around the charity, just like here with Riley Children's Hospital. You know, it's a really important component of the tournament, and that's you know, what we do really well. So, you know, there's a lot of flexibility in the kind of things we can do when we